Blog Talk Radio.
Life after dust, 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 life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, 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 life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay, dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight, good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story, you better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show and it fits like a glove. On the
life after dust, 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 life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, 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 life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, what's up, what's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. This is your boy, Steady J. It's a beautiful Tuesday here on Hot After Dusk. And we're getting in, looking all around. You know, today's show's going to be pretty hot. We got my boy, L.B.S. Scott, who's the founder of the Global Tech Mixtape Series, as well as the creator of InternationalHipHop.com. And he'll be on here today when we chopping it up with him. Just kind of getting some updates on what's going on with the project and whatnot. And, you, of course, he just released Volume 1. So we're going to got a lot of great stuff going on out of this. And I'm just glad to see that artists are able to just make a lot of stuff happen from this project. So most definitely. And, hey, as a reminder, as usual, make sure you check out the Dust Spot and become a member at duskowls.ning.com. That is one of the guaranteed ways of getting song placement as well as getting an interview on the show as well, too. So you just want to get that done. It's those simple things to get you onto there. So, like I said, it's just that simple. And get on to the show. So work out ways of getting you onto the show. And, man, it's just looking at all the stuff that's going on. Man, it's a great week. Shout out to the food that just got sent to me. I know I'll be chomping back and forth on that. And we shout out to TJ's for that. I got a nice little plug to the food so good. But anyways, kind of just get you guys up to date with what's going on. This week's Dust Divine model of the week is my girl, Tiffany Elizabeth. And a shout out to her. You can check her out. Go to the front page on Dust Spot at duskowls.ning.com. Go there. You can check her out. You'll see the feature for her, and then you can actually click the link. It'll take you to all the information about her, all that good stuff. And trying to see what's going to be today. Today's songs, Wednesday's songs. I'm going to take it back, man. This is, you know, my boy, Nick. We're going to actually put this on here. We're doing that. It's going to be Nook, Get Lifted, so shout out to him. Big supporter, big fan, supporter. He just, a lot of great things going on. and he was actually the song of the year. So, like I said, a lot of great stuff going on. And just checking that, just noticing, the one thing I got to say, too, and that's what I want to make sure I shout out there, is I just want to thank everyone that started, really just started coming back and listening to the show, hardcore. I know a lot of people were used to hearing me on Blog Talk, so the fact that I'm starting to come back to Blog Talk, a lot of people who are Blog Talk listeners for me are starting to come back and support in heavy numbers again. So there's big ups, you know, even if you don't make it to live shows or whatnot, you can always listen to the archives. That's the best thing about this. Archives, archives, archives. And y'all can go to iTunes, just type in Life at the Dust Live. It's free. You can check it out there. So, let's say there's a lot of great stuff going on, and just glad to have a lot of great artists that's just helping spearhead a lot of this stuff. And let's go ahead, man. Go ahead and check it. I'll see who's got my music on here yet. Let's slow movement here on Blog Talk, and my boy Evan Scott should be calling in any moment. If not, y'all know how we do it, man. We still hold it down, and leave the phone lines open as always, 347-202-0389. Promote yourself, promote yourself, promote yourself. So I can't say no more than that. So there you go. And I'm actually going to check something out on here real quick on the site. You guys should check it out. There's some new stuff, too. I'm shout out to Alex Self is one is the my Coven sponsor. Shout out to them. And you can actually check them out. You go into the site, it's one of the first ads you see at the top. You can support them, check out their Coven, and definitely rock it. They got some new headphones. That is real hot. You cannot deny how hot those headphones are, so most definitely show them some love. Let me get an update for them right now. All right, so he'll be here in about 10 minutes. So, hey, that's perfect. Perfect timing. All right, so we'll go ahead and go to a song then while we're waiting on my boy Scott. Waiting on that song to come up. And also, reminder as well, whenever you got anything, shout outs or so you want to send me to, if you're afraid to talk on the air, you can tweet me. Tweet me at Ceddy J Dusk. That's CEDDY, the letter J, DUSK. You can find me there and tweet me your shout outs or whatnot. And there you go. Also, Facebook, you can find me the same place on Facebook, facebook.com/CeddyJDusk. So if you're not a Twitter, you're not a heavy Twitter fan, there you go. You got your stuff there for the Facebook listeners and Twitter listeners. So there you go. Make it easier on all of y'all. And, I mean, there's some people who use MySpace, too. So, shout out to people that still use MySpace. I still have mine. I deleted my personal one a long time ago, but I redid one for the show. So, I said MySpace. I'm not the one MySpace got going on. A lot of great activity going on over there. Most definitely, most definitely. Ooh, well, that's a driving insane. But let's see if they got my stuff up here. Still doing whatever this is doing. Anyways, go ahead and I'm going to go look at something real quick as well. There's a reminder, some new stuff is up on the site as well. You got Six Figures new video on in the Dust Tube section of the Dust Spot. Got putting it up. And then you got Reward D-Pick. He got his black and yellow freestyle right there. So, said the site, man, I made the site to where it's very simple to kind of go around and place wherever you want to place wherever. And it works, and a lot of people like it. A lot of people don't. So, hey, it is what it is. And let's see, they have caught my music up yet. Because this really agitates me when they don't do this. And, okay, we just got a new member on the Dust Spot, too, just now. I'm about to go fix that up. All right, oh, my music is ready. Okay, here we go. This is my boy Nook. My boy Nook, and this is Get Lifted. This is the song of the year from 2010.
I promise you gon' be open. Got a little bit of pussy, I have always been a G-Lo. they smoke the baddest. And our touches are the fattest. Even when we smoke the cabbage, weed is my apparatus. Hit me, lift this Ray-Ban status, and I'm gone. Don't fuck with all them drones. Only have a few, so it's Jedi versus clones. Yeah, you know we prone to getting all this gold. Smoke a couple beats up on my plant, and then it's old. Whoa. All I want to do is get lifted.
Y'all drive me nuts sometimes. But anyways, I just want to say that that's continued. Thank you to everyone that's continually supporting me and are a great part of how the show continually runs. That's by just bringing their own elements into it. And actually, once I get it uploaded, I'm actually going to drop this another new joint. Well, this is a new joint. It's actually an old track there. This one is a million kisses. This one's Million Kisses by Domino Chill. You know, he's been on the show before. And one of the favorite songs by him, we had him on here the first time, it was Rhythm. Rhythm was my favorite song. So I'm about to go ahead and work on really get this one up. Million Kisses, working on getting that up now. And y'all pray, man, because sometimes y'all know how the blog talk minds where they do what the heck they want to do. And that's the thing, shout out to me, you know, a lot of people are so nervous about saying that kind of stuff. They're like, oh no, if I say that, blog talk is going to kick me off. No, I mean, it's all about how you say this stuff, you know. All the slander, the super slander, you don't need all that. But keeping it real about what's going on in blog talk is different. And that's one of the things they've been speaking my mind about, is that I do speak my mind about them, but also, too, I don't act like that they don't do anything good, too. Because some people, they just say all the bad things, and they don't realize, they don't take the time out to think about, oh, okay, this is what else they've done for me, too. You know, so there's a lot of times be thankful for the good things, and there'll be a lot more good things that happen. And, oh, yeah, I got this. I'll remind y'all, I got to check out yesterday's show. We missed yesterday's show. We had some very interesting stories yesterday. Definitely going to check that back out. And the old school Sunday day was, we're going to do something every week, every Monday on shows now. We're going to do what we have, the old school Sunday day, and we're going to do the new joint of the day. So a lot of great stuff going on from that. You know, as I told you before, my musical mind is crazy. I can travel so far back. It's not even funny. So you hear a little bit of everything. So be on the lookout for that, most definitely. I see a caller. Caller for me, uno momento, caller. Uno momento. All right, let's see. Let's let it check. Okay, you got a caller from 212. You on Life of the Dust Live with your boy, Shetty J. What is up?
Shetty J, what's going down, man? It's your boy, Elevated Scott. Check it in.
Woo! What's up, bro? What's up? What's up?
Oh, not too much, man. What's going down with you? How's everything going? Just, you know, out here in New York and in the trenches putting in work, man. How's everything in Dallas?
Man, everything in Dallas is going pretty great, man. A lot. I'm trying to catch up on your grind, man. Been traveling like crazy now, man. And it's deep this now, because now that I DJ a lot of events now. People see me everywhere now.
That's what's up. That's definitely a good thing. You know, we definitely stay moving, you know, out here in the tri-state area. We've been, you know, pretty much all over through New Jersey. Got a yacht party coming up in Philadelphia for Memorial Day weekend. And, you know, obviously, you know, all the hottest events here in New York City. So I definitely can relate to staying moving, man. You got to keep showing face to the relevant, you know, events. I don't try to go out every night to party like I used to, but, you know, you stay going to relevant things. Obviously, you know, you stay relevant.
Exactly. And that's one thing, too, is, like, you got to be strategic about it. You know, make sure you go, like you said, go to the right events that works with what you got going on. Don't just go to just any event.
No doubt, but, man. Yeah. And you gotta protect your image. That's what I try to tell a lot of people. You don't want to oversaturate, you know, your region, or, you know, even if it's your own backyard. You know, you're trying to want to, you know, project yourself as you obviously as a respectable DJ, and me, you know, as a entertainment personality. You know, so I have to, you know, really, you know, you have to, you know, not be so reachable, so to speak. So that's kind of you know, what I've been taught, and, you know, it seems to work, man. So we're just out here just, you know, really handpicking some of the hottest events, you know, all throughout the, you know, New York area.
Most definitely. Well, one of the things we want to talk about, of course, one of the big reasons why we got you in today is to catch everyone up on what's going on with the Global Tech Mixtape Series, in which, by the way, reminder, as we continue, going to remind you guys, Volume 1 is out, so go cop Volume 1 ASAP.
No doubt. Yeah, definitely grab that. You know, we're pretty much in every major digital retailer, iTunes, Amazon, eMusic, you know, pretty much everywhere you buy your digital music. You can either buy, you know, the individual singles off of there, or, you know, or the whole album. You know, we got tracks, Buddha Early featuring Kid Capri and Jada Kiss. You know, we got, you know, Corporal Ass Kick featuring Styles P. You know, we got a lot of really big artists. Obviously, Harlem 6 featuring Naughty by Nature. You know, we got a ton of really big tracks, Gucci Mane, Freeway. You know, there's a lot of artists, you know, all over the world that are involved, from, you know, EDY from Paris and JT from the Virgin Islands. And, you know, obviously Young Will, St. Louis. I mean, it's artists from every region of the world pretty much in our catalog. I mean, we have guys, you know, getting ready to drop on some of our volumes from Korea, Kuwait, you know, obviously Germany. We do a lot of stuff out there with Street Vibes 92.5 FM. You know, we have artists all over the world, Tokyo, and obviously all throughout the United States. I mean, I could be talking forever, but, yeah, I mean, what do you guys want to know, man? It's definitely a special movement. We've developed a really special platform to really help artists build their online presence and bring their records to life, you know, through this platform.
Well, definitely. And one of the partners that goes along with the Global Tech Mixtape Series, I like that y'all have, is the international hiphop.com. I mean, that's like a really hot site. I'm really feeling what's going on over there. And
yeah, well, the whole site, you know, definitely, man. That's internationalhiphop.com. We're actually getting ready to redesign the whole site over the next, you know, 30 to 60 days. You're going to see a whole new look. We're going to have, you know, components of, you know, International Hip Hop TV. We're you know, a web series. You know, we basically go to the hottest fashion boutiques, art galleries all throughout New York and interview different celebrities and artists. And, you know, last week we just did our first official episode, with at Vinny Styles out in downtown Brooklyn with Matt Mano and his brother Mouse. You know, has some music out, and, you know, just did a big book signing out there at Vinny Styles. So, you know, Mano was in the building, you know, a couple other artists from Hustle Hard Entertainment. You know, so we have a lot of really good resources with, you know, our relationship with Central Entertainment Group to pretty much, you know, get access to all the hottest artists and, you know, really build a, you know, a real nice, you know, website with our International Hip Hop TV. We're going to have the International Hip Hop, you know, radio network from the New York City Art Cipher. You know, we'll also have, you know, obviously the hottest fashion and hip hop culture from around the world. So, you know, it's definitely, we're going to be redesigning the site. So definitely look out for that, man. If you like it now, where it's going to be, you know, complete different look. We're going to have, you know, new design done. But, you know, we've reached 128 countries, you know, just off of what we have now. So we've decided to really, you know, make sure, you know, everybody that's viewing the site, we want to make sure they get the hottest, you know, information from all around the world. So we definitely are going to, you know, really provide a full-fledged multimedia site for internationalhiphop.com.
Well, definitely. Yeah, well, one thing I like about it, too, is because the name stands out so much, people are going to automatically be drawn to go to it. And what you have done, what y'all have done, y'all made sure y'all given a way for the artists to really push themselves, a great platform for them to go, okay, let me retweet this, share this on Facebook, all that. What people don't, when people don't do this stuff, they don't realize that they're cutting themselves off by a thing that's just, it draws people itself. It speaks for itself. And the fact that you're
exactly
not taking advantage of it.
Exactly. You know, that's just one of our platforms. I mean, you know, 128 countries is a pretty big platform for artists to be able to reach to, you know, especially independent artists with, you know, maybe no real fan base, or even with a small fan base, you know, being able to reach, you know, markets that you've never been, you know, able to touch, you know, Siberia, Tokyo, you know, all these other, you know, crazy countries you never would think that, you know, are into hip-hop, the Philippines, you know, out there. There's just so many, like 128 countries, honestly. I mean, it's like we have a really big reach, and, you know, we have radio stations in Germany, Street Vibes 92.5 FM. You know, obviously, you are one of our affiliates, Life After Dusk, on Blog Talk Radio. You know, we really have a lot of media. We have about 50 media partners from around the world. Yeah, New York, which is a huge web magazine, video. They cover the hottest events in New York. So, you know, we at Magic TV in L.A. I mean, there's just so much that we really provide artists. We basically, what we do is, you know, we give artists a platform to, you know, help build their online presence and bring their records to life. You know, we have, you know, over 350 outlets that sell our music. But, you know, what separates us from, you know, all the other, you know, mixtape brands that are out there is we actually have a huge marketing and promotions campaign behind this mixtape. So, you know, we obviously push their stuff to the masses through our website, internationalhiphop.com. You know, we have guys like you that support, you know, our artists, put music in rotation on, you know, internet radio shows. We have a lot of college radio as well as, you know, some FM radio all over the world. And, you know, man, we got, like, you know, performance venues. We have a large database, you know, college, commercial, internet radio, performance venues, and print media that we provide these artists as, you know, as resources, as well as, you know, we help push their stuff to our media partners that, you know, do editorial features on their various websites. And, you know, obviously, you know, like you guys, like I was saying, you know, put stuff in rotation, book them on, you know, radio interviews. So there's a lot of things that, you know, that we do to really help artists, you know, push themselves and get a buzz and really, you know, gravitate towards, you know, the international market. And, you know, that's kind of what we focus on is being able to reach, you know, over 128 countries is definitely something that we're proud of in such a short period of time. So, I mean, you know, we got major people like Kid Capri, Jada Kiss, Styles P, Gucci Mane, Freeway, you know, Naughty by Nature, Harlem 6, you know, a lot of emerging artists from all over the world, you know, so it's just, you know, a good mix to align emerging artists with, you know, artists who are already successful and, you know, being able to reach so many parts of the world is definitely exciting as far as, you know, being able to provide a service, being able to provide a platform for artists to, you know, really get out there and become visible to the, you know, to the DJs, the major A&Rs that, you know, that are really, you know, looking for new talent, and that's kind of what we do. You know, I don't try to sell this as a get-rich scheme to any of these artists, but, you know, like I said, we've developed a platform and a service to help artists build their online presence and bring their records to life.
Well, definitely, man. One thing I want to, you know, one thing that people love having the show is I notice, like, random stuff. And one thing I thought that was, it was funny, but at the same time, it was dead on. You just recently did this artist showcase, and the shirt you had on spoke volumes to me. It sure
yeah,
can
no doubt, man.
I'm allergic to BS.
Yeah, definitely, man. You know, I've been able to excel at a high level in a very short amount of time through the music industry because, you know, I cut through people's bullshit. So, you know, sometimes they get a little upset. I think, you know, I've had some artists you sent to me, you know, we'll leave them unnamed. They, you know, sometimes people can't handle the heat and they should stay out the kitchen. I mean, I'm very direct and a straight shooter. Some people might not think it's the best way to do things, but, you know, I have a proven track record and, you know, I reached 128 countries with the help of, you know, Enterprise Entertainment and, AGR Harrison and, you know, Devin, you know, Fair, those guys, you know, and myself have, you know, developed this whole platform to really, you know, pretty much a proven system. I mean, we sent artists to Belgium to do a hip-hop showcase. You know, Kano, you know, he's one of our first artists, you know, on the project. You know, they booked him for a performance in Belgium. They flew him over there, put him up for a couple of days. You know, we've got Harlem 6. We've got them signed to CEG Talent, which is, you know, a major booking agency and talent agency here in New York. So, you know, in 6 months of launching this platform, we've already had a couple of success stories, and, you know, we're going to continue to, you know, deal with some of the major artists and, you know, as well as a lot of the emerging cats. I mean, you know, this is pretty much a proven system at this point to, you know, really outside-the-box approach. It's never been done before, so sometimes people get a little scared and a little weary and, you know, wonder the legitimacy of this. But, you know, once they see and, you know, kind of do a little bit of homework on what we have to provide, they get a little bit more comfortable and tend to, you know, definitely want to get involved with what we have going on. I mean, we have a really big reach and, you know, we have a great way for artists to make money as well because, you know, we do pay royalties to each one of our artists for, you know, each track they have placed, whether, you know, someone buys a single for 99 cents, you know, or a whole album. You know, we have a 60-40 split to, you know, not only help artists build their online presence and bring these records to life, but we're also putting money, you know, back in these artists' pockets. You know, we do have a small investment of $100 per track placed with us, but, you know, that's small potatoes considering the amount of marketing and promotions that they're going to be getting and, you know, our access to our database of college, commercial, internet, you know, print media, and, you know, obviously performance venues as well. I mean, you know, we have, you know, like I said, a proven system in place for artists to, you know, really be successful if they want to take this music industry serious. You know, once you take the industry and treat it like a business, that's when you start to get business results.
Well, definitely, man. Well, as far as, since we're getting ready to roll on out, man, if you had to give one piece of advice to I wouldn't even say artists, as far as people who are really looking to be executives or managers or any of those supporting parts of the entertainment industry, what advice would you give them?
Oh, man, you know, definitely I would have to say, you know, first thing first is, you know, when opportunity knocks, don't slam the door in the face. You know, there's a lot of people out here, you know, claiming to be something and they're not. But, you know, really try to do your due diligence on people and do your homework before you start to, you know, attempt to do business with anybody. You know, people, you know, kind of have a proven track record of, you know, leaving companies and, you know, not really doing anything except for working with, you know, no-name artists. And, you know, they have, you know, shown themselves to be useless except, you know, then obviously, you know, you don't want to work with people like that. I mean, you know, you can do your homework and, you know, really take your time and, you know, make sure you understand who you're getting involved with before you, you know, move forward. I mean, there's a lot of people out there who are scumbags and who, you know, look to profit and, you know, get over on people, you know, through using this industry. And, you know, that's definitely something that, you know, I pride myself on being, you know, very straightforward and honest and, you know, open with all the artists that I work with. And, you know, that's kind of something, like I said, that's been able to separate me and excel me at a high level throughout this industry.
No, definitely, man. Well, as we get ready to close on out, I want to go ahead and remind everyone how you can go check out everything that's going on with my boy Elevator Scott over at international-hiphop.com. I made sure I did it for you because some people, you know, they're like, well, I can't find it. There we go. I helped y'all.
I mean,
you
type in internationalhiphop.com, it'll take you right to our site, too. So, I mean, it's either or. I mean,
there you go.
You know, we have.
Perfect.
I mean, it takes you right to, you know, I mean, it's not that difficult. You know, I guess people, you know, don't, so maybe they might not know how to spell, but, you know, we won't go there. I won't insult anybody. And I know you have, you know, I know you have intelligent listeners. So, you know, that's, definitely appreciate you guys, you know, down there in Texas and, you know, all the listeners from all over the world. Definitely, you know, check us out, man. GlobalAttackMixtapes.com, international-hiphop.com. You know, 128 countries behind us. We got, you know, pretty everybody in the industry knowing what we're doing. We got some big things going down with New York City Art Cipher, as well as the National Hip Hop Museum. So, you know, we're involved with some, you know, with some really big charities and some big projects with, you know, the National Hip Hop Museum, $250 million project. You can definitely get involved. Check out hiphopmuseum.org. You know, donate a dollar, and, you know, this is going to be a museum built for hip-hop by hip-hop. So, you know, you heard it from me first, internationalhiphop.com, Global Attack Mixtapes. It's your boy, Elevated Scott. Life After Dusk with Fetty J. I'm out.
All right. Y'all know that means I'm out, too, so I'm going to let y'all know, as usual, and everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, whether is doing something extraordinarily well, like getting 128 people behind you, or
countries,
simply just getting
countries
started. Yeah, excuse me, I say people, y'all. I mean countries. So, yeah, 128. How much I think countries.
Yeah, we got about 40,000 people in 3 months that have logged onto the website, you know, and counting. You know, that's pretty good within 3 months. You know, we have one of the fastest-growing websites in the world. So, you know, definitely keep looking out for what we're doing, internationalhiphop.com. Shout out to Enterprise Entertainment. You know, we're making moves, so definitely get familiar. We out here.
So there you go. And that's what everything you do. Remember, where there's a J, oh, there's a U, there's God, there is a way. And one more thing, make sure y'all, if y'all want to see everything you find out about my boy, Elvis Scott, go to itsmyurls.com/Elevated Scott. You can see all the features on them. If you really like, oh, this guy here, I'm going to try to go there and then speak for himself. That's all I got to say.
No doubt. All
right,
we're rolling
on out. My boy,
we
got
out.
No chills. Me and Kisses.
She
is.
All right, baby, look. She is. When I first saw you, I knew that you deserved the world. So I'm giving to you the best way I know how, baby. Bring them lips to me.
I love you so, and I never thought I'd see me here. Now I know that all I'm gonna want is you, me.
Cause I've been
around the world,
and I've seen
a lot of girls,
but no one's got me
like you. You wanna break us up?
Ain't no better.
The people always talking like they know what we about. They could never take you from me, that I have
no
doubt.
Till I can make you fall in love.
Yeah.
You can just
all kisses.
Let me kiss you.
All kisses.
Let me kiss you.
All kisses.
Ooh.